95.3 Bob FM, about 3:30 now on this Tuesday, which means it's time for Voice for Vets. And with me in studio today, she's from the Military Family Research Institute at Purdue. She's an outreach specialist. Her name is Christy Flynn. And thank you for coming in, having a little time for me today.
You're welcome.
And of course, first of all, let's start off by telling folks, if they don't realize what your institute is, just give them an overview of what you do.
Sure. MFRI is a research and outreach institute at Purdue. We work with military families to improve their lives. Our research team is doing research to kind of figure out what military families are doing well and maybe what they need some help with. And then the outreach team goes out in the communities and does programming to help families.
Yeah, that's great. Now, I know you recently just had the annual Operation Purple Camp, which I wasn't aware of this, but it sounds like a really cool thing. Tell folks about this.
Sure. This is the fourth year that MFRI has paired up with the Department of Health and Kinesiology at Purdue to sponsor a military camp for kids. So this summer we had 49 kids that we hosted on campus for a week. We're also sponsored by the National Military Family Association. And the campers came and we did all kinds of activities on campus. And they got to stay in the dorms for a week.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Now, are the kids, what age range?
We had kids who were from 12 to 17.
Okay. Now, are these, you said military kids, are all the kids' parents home with them? Or are they deployed or a little bit of both?
This year we had a range. We target kids whose parents either are deployed or have recently been deployed. I think the majority of our kids this year have had parents who were deployed in the last 5 years, but some of them were deployed during camp. So we had a range.
Yeah, well, that's great, too, because then kids can share and be with kids who are dealing with the same thing they are dealing
Absolutely.
With. Yeah, that's great. Now, what about, I know you were just in Indy this morning getting ready for an event. Talk about that.
We pair with the Indiana National Guard to provide a program for kids whose parents have recently returned, usually 30 to 60, sometimes 90 days post-deployment. It's a resiliency-based program to help kids adjust to their parents coming back from a deployment.
Yeah, well, that's nice. And I didn't even realize you did that. I mean,
yes.
what a great thing and so needed, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
And what about events coming up? I know there's another stand down that's coming up this fall, and that's really important.
Yes, our office is going to do the second annual stand down in Lafayette, and we'll need lots of volunteers. The community really came out last year and helped us out with that, so
yeah.
We'll need that again.
So now, when you say volunteers, what all things would they be doing?
Last year, the volunteers did a variety of things. They helped sort clothing. They helped man various booths, coordinating different activities that were going on throughout the day. So there was a lot of chance to volunteer both during the stand down and before it.
Okay, so then if folks want to get involved in that, do they just call you or go
Absolutely.
To a website? Or
Absolutely. They can call our main office, which is 496-3403, or they can go on our website, which is www.mfri.purdue.edu.
Okay, and I know your institute really helps, like you were saying, with homeless veterans especially. How big of a problem is that, say, here in Tippecanoe County in the area?
I don't know the exact numbers. I know that overall the vet population struggles with that issue, and so approaching it from a multi-prong approach, and then getting as many community organizations as possible involved to help with that
yeah.
issue.
And I'm sure a lot of folks don't realize how many veterans are homeless, and you don't
Absolutely.
You don't know unless you probably are one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which is a shame, but it's great. That you guys do what you do because you're trying to make a difference and help them get, you know, back on their feet and that's really part of the stand down. That's
Absolutely.
What that's all about, right?
Right. And stand downs, our office is helping coordinate stand downs not only in Lafayette but throughout the state. So we're approaching it in lots of different areas of our state.
Absolutely. Well, it's a great thing what you guys do. Now, and again, I'll let you give the phone number and the website one more
sure.
time, because could you also use volunteers for the event coming up here in Indy, or just looking down the road for the stand down?
Looking down the road for the stand down, we'll definitely need volunteers. If people are interested in working with the Passport Towards Success program, we can do that. Probably not for this event because it does require some training.
Okay.
But they can contact me and we can get them set up to
Okay.
do the training so that they could volunteer at future events for
okay.
that.
Okay, all right, good. Well, let you just give the phone number and the website
sure.
one more time.
496-3403, and the website is www.mfri.purdue.edu.
All right, sounds good. Again, Christy Flynn, she's the outreach specialist with the Military Family Research Institute at Purdue. She was my guest today on Voice for Vets here on Bob FM.